prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jeff Galini to talk about another installment of Science for Humans, The Perfect Human Diet. Then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Michelle Norris, to talk about the upcoming Paleo FX 2015 event in Texas. And then we're going to be joined by Keith Norris, who recently sat in on a NASA roundtable event where they was seeking his advice on how to help astronauts be more physically prepared by adapting some of the things that we do here within the physical culture community. Just have to mention that Superhuman Radio is being brought to you by a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the many banner ads there.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Welcome back to the show, Dr. Galini. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic. You know, I think that's this is something that is relatively new phenomenon of our culture, but people are always seeking what could be the perfect diet. And as a result of that, there have been many, many fad diets to come around over the years, haven't there?
You know what? Every week there seems to be a new diet, and that's kind of what we're going to address here this morning.
So why don't we go through some of the top line different diets that we see out there that are very popular right now?
Yeah, here's kind of my top list. And the first one was Atkins. You know, let's eat lots of meat, lots of fat, no carbohydrates. The second one that's kind of funny is the South Beach. If you take out the fat, add some veggies, now you got the South Beach. Named after a place where all the skinny people go, right?
Right, exactly.
And then, you know, I think one of the most popular ones on the TVs is the Weight Watchers diet, you know? If you are as wealthy as those celebrities, then you can afford to buy all their food. Then one of the other ones that I really like, I don't know if you've heard of the hot dog diet.
No, but it sounds delicious.
Oh, for 7 days, all you eat is hot dogs. You eat 20 hot dogs a day, guaranteed to lose 25 to 35 pounds in that first week.
But that's got to be unhealthy. There's so much junk in hot dogs.
You know it is, and that's kind of why we're kind of spoofing on these fad diets, is all of them claim, you know, outrageous weight loss, and, you know, I guess you do lose weight, kind of like the Hollywood diet, you know. You buy this expensive bottle of juice that all the celebrities do, and all you do is drink that juice. And then this one was the one that claims to be the best, the cabbage soup diet. Have you heard of that one?
Actually, I have, but not from a dietary lose weight standpoint, but from a cleansing standpoint because of the prebiotics and the benefits of eating cabbage.
No, this is actually the cabbage soup diet. They've evolved from the healthiness of, you know, cleansing to, hey, you now can eat, if you eat as much diet soup or cabbage soup as you want, for 7 to 14 days, you will lose 10 to 15 pounds.
And you'll probably lose 10 to 15 friends as well because you
exactly.
you'll be crop dusting everywhere you go.
And then this one really cracked me up. It's called the amputation diet. So if all these other diets fail and you really need to lose weight, you can get something amputated and guaranteed to lose weight.
Okay, now I want to stay with that for a second because I know you're being facetious, but the reality is that people take way too seriously their representation of gravitational forces on the scale without looking at what makes up their body. In fact, we just did a show this week about osteopenic obesity, which is basically what the clinicians are now calling skinny fat. So you fit into a size 3 dress or you're a size 36 waist, but you have diminishing amounts of lean body mass and accumulating fat mass that make up that body signature. And you are going headlong into metabolic diseases that have only been associated with obese people. So this fascination with losing weight in a vacuum, I don't care how much weight I lose. And what I say on the show, Dr. Jeff, often is, look, weight loss in and of itself is not necessarily a good thing. Ask someone with a terminal illness that's losing a pound a day if they're excited. Of course not. Right. If you're losing body fat and maintaining or building muscle, you're on the right track. But if you're losing both in hopes that you can be fit into that 32 waist pants for your 20th high school reunion, you're making a huge mistake that's going to haunt you for a long time to come.
Absolutely. I mean, I tell people, throw away the scale. You know, the scale is not a measurement for you. You know, and again, you know, just mentioning these type of diets with all of their claims to fame, they're all in short amounts of time. And sure, you know, you can go on any diet and probably lose weight in a short amount of time. But what happens when you go off that diet? You gain it all back.
Well,
I mean,
especially if you've lost a significant, if 30 to 50% of your weight loss is lean body mass, you have effectively just lowered your basal metabolic rate, which means that if you even went back to eating the calories you were eating before, you're guaranteed to put on weight.
And this is the roller coaster ride that, you know, we get on. You know, we go on a diet, we lose weight, we go off the diet, we gain it back. So, you know, part of the perfect human diet is moving beyond that word diet, you know, and talking about making lifestyle changes, you know, being healthy. I mean, that's what this show is all about. You know, lifestyle changes, being healthy, you know, changing what you, how you think and, you know, what you eat. It's quite easy, you know, to lose body fat. And like you said, you know, it isn't all about just losing weight. That's why I tell people to get rid of the scale. You know, that's not a good measurement of what's healthy for you.
What about this notion that it all comes down to calories in, calories out? Where do you stand on that?
You know, that's basically what I think is it is calories in, calories out. I mean, obviously, you know, different ages, different activity levels, but at the end of the day, you know, it's 3,500 calories to gain or lose 1 pound, essentially, if you want to put it on a mathematical scale. So, you know, the best way is to go out and expend calories and enjoy life. You know, we don't need to be pressured to be on a diet. You know, being on a diet, it really isn't healthy. And of course, if you go on, you know, some of these fad diets, and you know, some people may argue that some of these aren't fad diets, that they're science-based. Well, that's great, but I don't know anyone that can stay on these forever. You know, they lose their weight, and then they want to go back enjoying life. You know, there's a lot of good foods out there. Kind of two approaches. You know, one is just moderations. You know, don't overeat things that you know are not healthy. If you like a donut, you know, and you want to be on the moderation lifestyle change, then have a donut, but only have it one day a week. Don't have five every day a week, you know.
So if... But there is some role that the actual macronutrients play in this energy in, energy out type of an equation, right? I mean, you can't say, look, we're going to eat 2,000 calories of sugar and expect that to provide optimal fat loss as opposed to, like, let's say, eating a sensible amount of protein, carbohydrates, and fats.
Correct. And that's really what we're talking about, you know, changing our lifestyle. Most people... And again, we're not talking about athletes who are more experienced or bodybuilders who understand, you know, what types of foods. We're talking about the normal average person. Their fat and carbohydrate counts are probably the majority of their diet. Most people don't get in enough protein. So we got to look at, you know, what is a good ratio? You know, I think the fat should be in that 10 to 20%. You know, a lower fat diet is proven to be more healthy. You know, obesity is the number one killer, and leads to the majority of all the different types of diseases. And all of that comes from food. You know, you eat a lot of fat, your body can only process so much, it's going to be stored as fat. I think the protein should be in that 25 to 35% range, and we're talking about nice, lean proteins. You know, protein isn't, sorry, McDonald's, but a fish filet. You know, that's fried that has added more fat than fish. And then your carbohydrates need to be in the 45 to 55% range. So that's kind of the balance, you know, which is a healthy lifestyle change. It isn't eliminating everything. It isn't going to excess with things. It's just kind of getting your diet into a balance. People always say that, you know, carbohydrates are just terrible for you because they've heard so much of the Atkins and some of the paleo diets and things. And again, unless you have some medical reason where you need to control your carbohydrates, I always tell people that if you look at a log in a fireplace that represents fat, can you take a match and burn that log? No, you've got to have energy. You've got to put kindling underneath that log. Well, that's what carbohydrates are. You know, within moderations, that's your kindling to generate heat that's going to metabolize body fat for energy.
But the carbohydrate choices, this is where things get kind of gummed up and wonky, because the carbohydrate choices are so vast. And when we start to look at the influence of insulin on the creation of new body fat, carbohydrates probably are more so than proteins or fats. I think a lot more thought has to be taken about carbohydrate sources. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when we're talking about carbohydrates, you know, again, like you said, there are so many things that are a carbohydrate now. You know, we're looking at more quality carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates, you know, potatoes, pasta, rice. And again, I like bread. You know, some people don't like bread. If you're gluten-free, obviously you don't want to go that route. But, you know, those are all good quality sources. It's what you now do with that. If you take the bread and you now add, you know, 40 grams or 50 grams of fat, butter on that bread, now that bread becomes dangerous. If all you eat is bread or carbohydrates, again, that's where it becomes dangerous. But again, it's the quality of the carbohydrate that you're eating.
Let's do this, Dr. Jeff. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's talk about we cannot talk about diet without talking about activity, as you've already started to point out. So let's talk about ways of assessing the balance between energy in and energy out. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about the perfect human diet. You're listening to Science for Humans here on the Super Human Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, freak maker build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak maker build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH buffer creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Fatburner.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Go 50, go 50. Welcome back to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about the perfect human diet right now, and really that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek statement because everybody's in search of the perfect diet that will help them lose weight. But really, nothing will work without increasing activity or energy expenditure, right?
That's the best way to do it. I mean, absolutely, you know. Unless someone has invented that diet pill that you can just sit on the couch and lose 25 pounds and do nothing, we need to be active. You know, we're more educated now. People have more access to, you know, if they go to the gym with all the different types of cardio or even going out and going for a walk. It doesn't take a whole lot to get that metabolic rate up.
And this is where these new activity monitors really do come in handy. I have to tell you, whether it's a simple pedometer or something more sophisticated like a Fitbit that checks heart rate, sleep quality, and everything, these devices are fantastic because they do two things. They make you accountable for moving more, and they actually give you a snapshot of where you are on any given day. And the goal of 10,000 steps a day is really a noble goal for people to hit. If you're really doing that kind of activity every single day, you will see changes in your body.
Absolutely. Even if you don't change your diet and you exercise, you know, you'll be expending more calories. So, you know, you can, you know, be more sophisticated and more organized with those type of meters. Or, again, as simple as, you know, 3 times a week, you know, try to get a 20 to 30 minute walk in. Remember that, you know, anything less than, you know, 20 minutes really doesn't do a whole lot because you're essentially just burning, you know, glycogen and fuel that's already been stored. So we like to get at least 20. And then I also wanted to say, because I saw this at the other, the gym the other night, is this gal got on the treadmill for 20 minutes and she looked down and she out loud, she said, "Oh, darn, I only burned 30 calories. This wasn't even worth it."
Yeah.
And I think they should get rid of those calorie counters on those machines because it's not what happens during that time. It's the fact that she has sped her metabolism up, and what's going to happen over the next hour is what's more important.
Well, and they're not even accurate. So those calorie counters, most people don't take the time to enter their age, their weight, and really – even then, they're just a kind of a shot-in-the-dark approach. Those calorie counters are far from accurate. They don't assess a lot of things that, for instance, basal metabolic rate. How much muscle do you carry? You're going to burn more calories if you're walking and you're carrying, you know, an extra 10 pounds of muscle than the average person your size versus that person who's not.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, an interesting fact is, you know, you burn the same amount of calories running a mile as you do walking.
I know. Somebody once said that to me. They said, "Do you think you burn?" Actually, it was Charles Staley. And that's one of those questions like, what's heavier, a ton of feathers or a ton of gold, right? A ton.
Exactly.
No, they're both worth a ton, you dummy. You know.
Yeah, so sometimes when we're talking about activity, you know, people think, "Oh, geez, you know, I have bad knees. I can't go run." I always tell people that you should be able to carry on a conversation like we are and be walking, be on a treadmill. It isn't about, you know, sweating and losing weight, you know, during that period of time. It's about increasing your metabolism. If you can and you're more athletic and you want to run or jog and, you know, sweat, then, yeah, you'll burn more calories and you'll get your metabolic rate up higher in a shorter amount of time. But for most of us, you know, especially as we get older, it's just too hard to do that.
Now, I didn't forewarn you about this next question, but I have to ask it because of this discussion about carbohydrate sources for a second. So I've been experimenting with Carbolin pre-workout, and the other day I experimented with it post-workout. And as a result, I checked my fasting blood sugar levels on any given morning are always between 72 and 76 milligrams a deciliter. And I took my fasting blood sugar, and then I took my first meal, which was eggs and oatmeal, and my blood sugar an hour later after the meal, my blood sugar did not move. It was still 76 as it was during fasting. And this is my goal, quite frankly, anyway. But so then I mixed some Quest peanut butter protein powder with the berry-flavored Carbolin. By the way, it tastes like a drinkable peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's unflippin' believable. So I had 50 grams of Carbolin and about 46 grams of protein powder and a scoop of creatine, and I drank that post-workout, came to the studio exactly 1 hour after drinking it, I checked my blood sugar. I expected my blood sugar to be very high. I was surprised. It had only gone up about 2 milligrams. It was like 78 instead of 76. So now I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. How can that be? This is a fast-acting carbohydrate source. It gets into the bloodstream so quickly. How could it be that my blood sugar isn't 120, 140, 160, or even higher? How is that? Why did Carbolin not raise my blood sugar like that?
Well, and that's the interesting and cool thing about Carbolin is, you know, it's completely sugar-free, yet it's absorbed as quickly as a sugar. So if you would have measured that 15 minutes after you took it, you would have seen a little bit bigger spike.
Uh-huh.
But Carbolin also has a tail, so it's going to last for about an hour to 2 hours where, you know, sugar tapers off and is gone, you know, at 45 minutes or 30 minutes. So you were kind of getting to the end of what Carbolin does is to keep that, to deliver that glucose over a period of time. So not only are you replenishing, you feel better, you recuperate. So that's why at an hour it was where it was.
That's interesting. So would a diabetic person benefit from Carbaline?
You know, they would. We are in clinical trials right now on pre-diabetics to find out, you know, how does it affect someone who, you know, has to monitor their sugar. We're hoping that because it's so controlled and you don't get those big spikes like you do from sugar and then it drops off, that it's going to be very beneficial. But, again, we'll have to see what the research shows on that.
Very interesting. So, in summary, in search of the perfect human diet, there really is no perfect human diet. You have to eat sensible, and you have to make sure that you're not taking in more energy than you're expending on a given day.
And that was the whole point, I think, of what we were trying to get across, is there is no perfect human diet. What works for me may not work for you, but adjust your lifestyle. You know, exercise, eat healthier, as we say, you know, leaner meats, quality carbohydrates, good fats, you know, plenty of salads and vegetables, and as I said, exercise, the perfect human diet.
Dr. Galini, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you much.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to, joined by Michelle and Keith Norris. We've got lots of good discussions going on here. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Freakish Muscle Gains Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with Carbaline, pre-alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbaline to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
There's always fun things going on in Texas. My next guests are the founders and promoters of Paleo FX, Michelle and Keith Norris. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Fantastic, Carl.
So tell the truth before we get into this. Are you exhausted yet?
Oh.
are you? I don't know when we're not.
I
think every time that somebody sends you an email and they get an auto, the autoresponder goes, oh, God, again? It's like, you guys are buried. This is the time for you to be buried, right?
Yes, it actually is. We are nonstop, 24/7, 365 with PaleoFX, and we actually love every minute of it.
So for people who don't know anything about PaleoFX, and I'm going to start with you, Michelle, just for a minute. When was the first PaleoFX event, and how much has it grown since then?
It was in 2012, and it's doubled in size every year, and this year it's going to triple in size. So pretty amazing growth, and we've had exponential growth in the paleo movement. You've probably seen that in 2013 and 2014. We were the number one Google diet lifestyle on Google, and they said that we would have a 275% growth in going forward, and
right.
I just see that continuing on for sure. So it's just amazing to see what we've been able to accomplish. So in the first year, in 2012, we had one New York Times best-selling author in the paleo movement. Currently, we have 22.
Now, obviously, with the popularity, it attracts bigger names, but also the Ancestral Health Symposium was canceled this year, right?
Yes.
Issues with the venue.
Issues.
Yeah, they had some vision issues with the venue. So they said, hey, we'll take a sabbatical this year. I have to believe that that's going to drive a lot of people who need their fix to your event.
Yes, I believe it probably will. We have some overlapping people, but not a whole lot. We have mostly overlapping speakers. So, yes, but I would think that it would probably drive a lot of people to our event.
Now, I'm going to turn this to Keith. Wouldn't you say that one of the things that really distinguishes the Paleo FX event from any other paleo event out there, whether it's online or in-person attended, is the contribution that physical culture plays in the role of the paleo movement?
Absolutely. This is a rubber meets the road conference, and, you know, what better way to show that through them through strength and conditioning and having actual hands-on demonstrations at the event.
And really, that's in my humble opinion, without that facet of the discussion, you're just leaving everything out. It's like saying, hey, let's have a ham and cheese sandwich, but let's not talk about bread. Well, that's not a sandwich without bread. It's not an ancestral lifestyle without bumping up activity levels.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've always said that, you know, as a species, we were obligate movers and opportunistic eaters.
Well, and think about this for a second, Keith. The whole purpose of nutrition is to feed activity, but we've become so fixated on nutrition in and of itself that we think that nutrition is going to give us all the rewards. But we have to remember that nutrition's whole purpose is for survival, but also to fuel activity. But no one talks about the activity side of the equation except PaleoFX.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a symbiotic relationship. I mean, you have to have adequate, adequate movement. And then it's that we require that as a species. Absolutely. I mean, and then there's no negotiating on that.
So what's new at PaleoFX this year? Whoever wants to jump in and grab that, please do.
Oh, wow. We have a lot new this year. Besides the fact that, of course, we are taking over the entire Palmer Event Center, which we've usually only had about a third of it. We will also have integrate a award show this year. We will also be including what we're really super excited about is the PaleoFX Real Fit score, and that is our answer to the football combine.
Gotcha.
So that is going to be a really incredible. Anybody that wants to know if they are actually fit, they're going to find out. Come humble yourself by trying to run the 40 and see if you can beat Marion Jones.
Right.
Yeah, and I should say, Carl, along with that Real Fit score, I mean, this isn't like a CrossFit-type competition. It's not. These are very, very basic movements. It's a 40-yard dash. It's a shuttle run. It is a medicine ball toss. It is, very, very basic movements. But the differentiating factor is the difference between good and great is easily measured. Easily measured. And it's quantified. So you'll get data as to how you compare against others in your age group. And for fun, like Michelle said, you'll get to see how your measurements would measure up to a Marion Jones, or any Olympian. Or for instance, in the 40-yard dash, we can compare that against some NFL players. It's a very, very cool event.
Really exciting. And, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. There's an old saying
in
business. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And so if you're somebody who's serious about training with goals in mind, you have to be able to measure these kind of things in order to really establish whether you're making progress or not.
That's true. And we don't endorse a workout style per se. All we're doing is quantifying and measuring very, very basic parameters. So then we'll let the argument take place. Who's the fittest person? Is it a CrossFit athlete or an athlete who's training for track and field, say?
There's some real high-level speakers at your event. The ones that come to mind for me are Rob Wolf, Chris Kresser, Mark Sisson, Dr. Terry Walls. I mean, these are people that have, aside from Chris Kresser and Mark Sisson, have been on my show over the years. Sarah Fragoso will be there. Dave Asprey, love him or hate him, the guy's message makes it out to the mainstream, which is important. A lot of people give Dave a hard time. And I say, why, when he's one of us and he's out there in full view, just like Dr. Oz and everybody else, why do we want to eat our own when they finally become successful?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Yeah, the thing is that, just like you said, you either love him or you hate him, you either like his message or you don't. The thing is, PaleoFX is not there to endorse anybody that comes to PaleoFX. We're there to put out their message and let everybody
make their own decision. That's right.
And that's exactly why we do what we do.
It's great. So who else will be there? Any big names that are new to the clan or the tribe, as you like to call them?
We have, in the S&C area, we have a really big get that we're excited about. Menno Henselman is coming over.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. And we're working on a few people that hopefully will be coming through. We are still in the negotiation stages of getting a couple of people, so unfortunately I can't say moment.
Sure.
But we do have, we've got, of course, Nora Gagatas will be there, coming back, and everybody loves her. We've got some really new faces that are coming up, that I feel like a lot of people will be excited to hear. And Keith, you've got quite a few people that are coming in.
Yeah, so I was just going to mention one in particular, Dr. Frederick Navarro, who's done studies on willpower.
Yeah.
And so we all know that the the toughest ravine to cross is that ravine that lies between knowledge and execution. I mean, many people have the knowledge. Few people put that knowledge to work day to day. Fred Navarro studies what is it about these people who are able to put this knowledge to work, what separates them, and, you know, what's their tact? How do they do that? And he studied this for over 20 years. So he's a great addition to the PaleoFX lineup.
Very, very exciting. Now, is it too late for people to become exhibitors? I know you have an expo area, right?
No, it's not too late. We have space. We've got some space left. Time, of course, is of the essence on that. But yes, you can contact Mary Kay Martin at vendors-sponsors@paleofx.com if you're interested. But yes, we've definitely got space.
vendors-sponsors@paleofx.com. If you have a product and you want to reach the paleo community, there's really no better way to do it at this point in time. PaleoFX is the jewel, the crown jewel of all the paleo events that we have. I mean, there's a lot of people that do things online, but I kind of look at those as almost a little smarmy, quite frankly. There's nothing like walking in and sitting down and listening to Mike T. Nelson or Rob Wolf or Ben Greenfield talk about what they're talking about, being able to ask questions and interact with these people and get answers that not only you benefit from, but everybody else in the room benefits from as well. And then obviously there's opportunities to stand in the common areas and talk to these people directly. It's a really, you know, not enough people make an investment in what they do. You couldn't get through college without buying books and paying tuition. So many of us get by so easily by gathering information on the internet. But this is an event that you can show up at and really take your game to another level entirely. Stay tuned. We're going to come back in a moment and tell you how you can participate, the dates, and everything else. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal and Progenidrex.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time
time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Michelle and Keith Norris. We're talking about Paleo FX 2015, which is where is the venue? Where is the event actually?
In Austin, Texas. We'll be running it from April 24th through the 26th.
And how can people obtain tickets if they want to attend? Do they go to paleofx.com?
Absolutely.
So go to paleofx.com. How much are tickets?
The premier tickets are $349. Expo tickets will go on sale a little bit later. Those are just like getting into the expo floor. Those are like day tickets. They don't get you into all the premier presentations and that type of thing, but a premier all-access ticket is $349.
And that's really the reason to go. I mean, the real reason to go is to listen to the guest speakers and gain knowledge.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the networking opportunities, mm-hmm. Carl, are just immense. I mean, if you ask any participant there, of the 1,500 people who were there last year, you ask them to a person, they will tell you, the most benefit they derive was from the networking. They get to rub shoulders with like-minded people, and that's priceless. You can't do that in an online workshop. It's just, you can't. You have to be in person.
Now, what about the Paleo TV? Is that something that's available after the events for people who couldn't make it to the event, and how do they obtain access to those?
Yes, you can go to our website, and there's a tab at the top of our website that has Paleo TV, and it'll take you right where you want to go, and you can take a look at everything that we have to offer. We probably have one of the largest depositories of information in paleo on video of any entity in paleo.
Yeah, that's really cool, and that's something that you don't see very easily out there. I mean, there are some people that, for whatever reason, just can't make it,
mm-hmm.
and this is a great way for you to at least gain some of this knowledge.
Yep, for
very,
sure.
Very, very good. So check it out. Go to paleofx.com to learn more. So I want to switch it up for a second. Keith, you were recently invited to attend a roundtable discussion held by the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA. They are looking for ways to make their astronauts more functionally strong, correct?
That's it, absolutely. And NASA has learned over the years that the astronauts they've had on the International Space Station, the ones that have been up there, you know, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, have an incredible amount of sarcopenia and bone mineral loss to have to deal with. And quite frankly, it's debilitating.
In fact, there was a study published maybe 2 years ago that looked at pre-exhausting muscles and depleting glycogen by using things like bicycles and upper body ergometers, and then training with light weight in order to influence the protein synthetic response. Specifically, the study was done specifically with astronauts in mind working in zero gravity, because they could use things like resistance bands. If they depleted muscle glycogen first and then trained in some form of resistance training, they actually got a similar response as if they were in a gravitational area and they were training with heavy weights.
Yes. So this, the whole reason for this conference was to bring together people to brainstorm ideas. And there was a lot of really good ideas. And I will say this. I mean, people will mock NASA about being, you know, a big bureaucracy, slow to move. Yes, they are. But I will hand it to them that they would have the humility to ask somebody of my stature to come in and join this roundtable, because let's face it, I was the only one there that did not have a PhD.
Yeah, but you were the only one there with 20-inch upper arms too.
That's true too.
That's a different kind of PhD. That's a different kind of PhD, you know.
but they recognize this fact. So, you know, they recognize that, hey, even though you know this guy doesn't have a PhD, obviously he's done the road work. He's been in the trenches. He knows what works. He's fairly intelligent otherwise to be able to express his ideas. So let's bring him in, have him sit in on this round table and kick off some ideas. And they wanted to be pushed outside of the box, which I'll hand it to them. They brought me in there to throw ideas out there and throw grenades that would force them outside of the box. And I did.
So give me an idea. I mean, I'm assuming you can discuss some of this. Give me an idea of some of the outside of the box thinking and suggestions you made that they kind of went, oh, that's interesting.
Okay, well, one of them, well, there's a couple of them. One of the major ones was throwing at them the idea of performing eccentric exercise in space. That was the big, that's the low-hanging fruit that they have not been able yet to grasp. For as good as they are and as smart as they are on the widget side of things, in the engineering side of things at NASA, they are woefully behind on the human element. And I'll just say that up front. But that's very indicative of our society as a whole. Our society as a whole is very, very good at the widgets and engineering and mechanics of things, and woefully behind on what it takes to make the human machine run optimally. And that's reflected in NASA. Well, now their back is against the wall because they realize that the astronauts in space are, you know, their interventions and countermeasures are not working. Now they're faced with the fact, and this is coming down the pike, that there will be a manned mission to Mars in the next 20 years. It's already planned. It's going. And the administration is saying the ship is leaving in 2035. You're going to have a crew on that ship. It's going to be a 3-year round trip in microgravity to get from Earth to Mars, do the what they need to do on Mars and get back. That's 3 years. Right now they cannot make it 6 months without totally debilitating their astronauts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's the gauntlet that's been thrown down. Figure this out. And stepping back again, the human element has to figure this out in the next 2 years, because whatever they figure out goes into design, and once it's in the design pipeline, there's no stopping.
So if you can't facilitate concentric contractions, how do you facilitate eccentric contractions in space? Are you talking about using bands and stuff like that?
No, not at all. So this is how I got invited to this whole conference anyway. I gave a presentation at the last Ancestral Health Symposium meeting that took place in Berkeley this summer. And I gave a presentation on how one might train astronauts in space. I happened to hear Chris Haddock, who is a Canadian astronaut. I happened to hear him on another radio show. I won't mention the radio show, Carl, but another competing radio show. And Commander Haddock was talking about how debilitating it was to re-enter gravity after being in space for 6 months. And I thought, well, how exactly are these guys training while they're in space? And so that led me down the road. And let's just say their countermeasures are inadequate. And now, obviously, they have a lot to deal with. They have to deal with microgravity. So resistance, normal resistance training is out the window. And I can't get into the laundry list of other restrictions that are placed on, you know, in an engineering sense, but let's just say microgravity is first and foremost. I happen to run a gym in Austin here at Efficient Exercise, and we have proprietary equipment here called the ArcFit equipment that can easily counter this because it's not gravity-based.
Mm-hmm.
It's not at all gravity-based. It's motor, a finely tuned transmission, and belt-driven. And so I gave a presentation on how the ArcFit equipment might be used in a microgravity situation to be able to hit eccentrics. And so that's what led me to be invited to this conference. And that's what right now, that is what they're missing. If they were able to get the eccentric portion of this, and that's the bang for the buck. I mean, we know that from weight training. What
right.
is the bang for the buck? It's eccentrics. And I kept pounding that idea home, and I kept pounding the idea home, too, that this could be done in microgravity. The device we have is not, you know, it's not dependent upon gravity because
right.
it's essentially you fighting a motor. And there's a lot more to it than that, but that's essentially it.
Right, right. So what other ideas did you share with them that those of us within physical culture think are everyday ideas, but they seem to think were novel?
Well, here's one idea. I asked them, you know, why is there so much engineering brain power that's going into trying to figure out the best treadmill to use while in space? And it's true. I equated this to AIDS patients. Let's talk about now. An AIDS patient has an autoimmune disease, and he has muscle wasting because of that. But muscle wasting is muscle wasting. The astronaut's going through the exact same thing. Now, what is the last thing you would ever have an AIDS patient do?
Cardio.
Cardio.
Right.
That's the absolute last thing. And yet we're trying to figure out a way, or NASA's trying to figure out a way currently, how to build a better treadmill. That's not the route. It should not go that way. Even if you were able to devise the perfect treadmill, yet you're still hampering the process of trying to maintain muscle mass. So,
right.
And maybe I made some headway with that idea. Anabolics is another one.
Mm.
I mean, we're asking these astronauts to be strapped into a freaking hand grenade for 3 years. There's a little bit of risk there. The minute amount of risk with low levels of anabolics administered throughout the trip, you know, in my mind, it's a wash. I mean, that's a no-brainer in my mind.
Right.
Blood flow restriction is another idea. Jeremy Lineke at Ole Miss University was there talking about blood flow restriction.
Mm-hmm.
At Katsu training, for instance, this could be utilized as well.
Right.
D'Agostino.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. He's been on your show before.
Yeah.
We were talking about ketogenic diets and how ketogenic diets might be used in space to prevent some bone and muscle loss as
right.
well. So there's a lot of really, really good ideas being thrown around.
Do they get the actual biology of muscle growth, of protein synthesis? Do they get it? Do they get the mTOR pathway, the leucine protein? I mean, just the quality
yeah.
protein has to be of consideration
yeah.
for these astronauts, right?
So this was the feeling I got. So the exercise physiologists that are there, fantastic people, very, very highly educated, of course, but they are all, you know, over 50. These are people who their university training all centered on endurance exercise. It hasn't been until recently, when you think about it,
right.
that resistance training was a legitimately studied event in academia. I mean, in real recently, we're talking, you know, within the last 15 years, these people came of age during the Kenneth Cooper time where running was the epitome of health. So they are caught in that box, ergo the perfect treadmill. Try to
right.
figure out the perfect treadmill.
Right.
They're caught in that box. And so I was there to kind of blow up that box, give them something else to think about. And culturally, if we look at culture at large, we're still caught in that paradigm as well. You know, the Kenneth Cooper running as a bastion of health paradigm.
Right.
And when we look at this, and I told them, We're not trying to train, you know, when these astronauts get to Mars, we're not asking them to run a 5K. We're asking them, they're going to have to perform some labor. Now, that labor may be performed in microgravity. It's about three-eighths of what Earth gravity is, but they're still going to have to perform some labor. And what would you rather have that person do? Run a 5K, worry about their VO2 max, run a 5K when they get to Mars, or lift a heavy-ass torque wrench.
Right.
But they're going to have to lift the wrench. That's more analogous to what they're going to have to do.
Well, right, so, the actual tasks at hand, exactly.
The tasks at hand, so task-specific training. And we kind of got on that, too, and then I brought that up. We need to know what these astronauts are going to be tasked with and train according to that. And I can guarantee you that strength is going to be the overriding concern.
Very good point. Very good. It's amazing how... Well, let's take a break, and I'll keep my thought to the other side. We're talking right now with Michelle and Keith Norris. They are the founders of PaleoFX. You can learn more about PaleoFX by going to the website, paleofx.com. Get your tickets. Be there or be square. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michelle and Keith Norris, founders of PaleoFX in Austin, Texas. The 2015 event is coming, and it's really worthy of your attention because you'll be really in the company of some of the thought provokers within the paleo and physical culture communities, all in one location. It's a fantastic opportunity. We were talking about Keith's visit to a NASA roundtable event where he was called upon to talk about things, modalities of training that many of us understand and adhere to within the physical culture community so that astronauts could be better prepared to do their jobs in space and not lose as much muscle. What before I get into my comment, what was the attitude when you talked about anabolics in general? Did they go, okay, now you lost us?
No, actually, they were very receptive to it. I mean, I got a few raised eyebrows, but I was very, very level-headed about it and talked about the advantages of anabolics. And I did a good job, I think, of explaining whatever little risks there are as compared to being the risk of being on a spaceship.
No, I agree. I agree with that that logic. Like, look, these guys are wasting away, what little presumed negative effects from these drugs outweighed by the benefits of maintaining muscle. But the reality is that whenever you start talking about anabolic steroids, it's almost like you have to be careful that they don't paint you with some zealot like paintbrush. Yeah.
I don't think they took it that way. I think they were the spirit of the roundtable was open-mindedness and brainstorming, and let's not discount anything that's said here. And they took it in that way, and they agreed that the risk is minimal, and it should be something that should be looked at. The problem is the cultural bias. You know, it's just like the cultural bias that says that running is the path to hell.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the same cultural bias that I ask them repeatedly to step outside of because they're going to have to. They're going to have to make a major paradigm change to be able to keep these astronauts safe for 3 years in microgravity. That's a huge, huge hurdle to get over.
When you started talking to them about the fact that excessive cardio does nothing but waste muscle, and this is actually, we did a show just recently. I want to say it was last Thursday, the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Show, the balance between AMPK and mTOR. You know, mTOR is a negative regulator of muscle. Is a positive regulator of muscle, and AMPK is a negative. And you increase AMPK by doing lots of cardio.
Yeah, I think they get that, Carl. The dividing line between knowledge and execution is huge. And they get that, and then they keep going back to, but we have to run to be healthy. Yeah. And so they're kind of caught in this push and pull. And I think another thing they brought up too was they told me, and I get this, that their astronauts run for mental health as well. And I totally get it. I can see that. I mean,
if you're in closed quarters, exactly.
I totally get that. And I told them, I totally get that, but let's not look at the treadmill then as a way that's going to make them healthy. Let's look at it as a mental break.
Yeah.
And we'll have to double down on the eccentric exercise to make up for that. And I get that. I mean, I ride my bike quite a bit. I don't do it for muscular size. I do it for the feeling I get, for the mental clarity. I mean, I can go away when I'm on my bike. I'm in another world.
Right.
Kind of like when I'm in the gym, but, it gets me outside. So I get that totally. You just have to take that into the equation. And I ask them, too, excuse me, maybe the paradigm shift has to go all the way back to the astronaut selection process because right now, in a physical sense, they are selecting endurance athletes to be astronauts.
Interesting.
Maybe they need to rethink that. Maybe they need to start recruiting more of the CrossFit type of athlete.
Right.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, a track and field throwing type of athlete. So that preconditioned bias in them to run to maintain mental health is not there. So it's, it may go all the way back to the selection process of the people they get in the pipeline.
Very, very interesting. And so, the medical orthodoxy is starting to recognize the importance of muscle as a contributor to metabolic function and health. It's not just, people want muscle because they're vain. A lot of the scientists that are doing a lot of the meaningful research right now are also starting to realize that for the purpose of being ambulatory, but more importantly, muscle as a producer of hormones, that it plays a larger role in longevity. And so now they're starting to recognize it, too. It really is like it's coming full circle that the people who understand this have been castigated as muscle heads for so long.
Yeah.
And like lunks.
Yeah.
And idiots and anything, and they are anything but that in reality.
Yeah. Yep. Totally for sure.
What were you going to say, Michelle?
I was just going to say, I think probably one of the best pieces that I've seen written on this is a piece that, he comes and speaks at, PaleoFX was written by John Kiefer. And it's about why we should not run, actually specifically why women should not run, and goes into all the science and why women who are running are actually getting fatter and they're killing themselves. And
yeah, it's a great piece.
It's a great piece. A lot of people have blasted him for it because anybody that knows John knows that he does not mince words, and he will tell you exactly what he thinks. But the thing is that he's just completely open and honest and says exactly why you should not be running, specifically if you're a woman. But I just think it's one of the best pieces I've seen out there, and it really goes into all the science. And, steady-state cardio is just probably one of the worst things out there that you can do. Now, like Keith says, if you're doing it for that mental clarity thing, great, but don't do it on a continuing basis thinking you're doing something great for yourself because, health-wise, you're not.
No, and if you are an avid progressive strength trainer, 20, 30, even 40 minutes of walking cardio has some benefits for cardiovascular function because of
Absolutely.
Concentric and eccentric hypertrophy of the heart. They're both equally important. But the idea that cardio is your cornerstone, that's
right.
Where I think everybody kind of
yes,
makes a big mistake.
And also, there's a big difference, too, between cardio and, let's say, sprinting or some kind of, high-intensity
yeah.
So there's a difference to be made there as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Michelle and Keith Norris. They are the founders of PaleoFX. The website is paleofx.com. It's really an important investment in your health, in your longevity, to attend this event. If you are in the Austin area, it makes it even easier for you. Go to paleofx.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
Especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Deep Purple. I was in my teens. I'm one of those old guys you were talking about before, 50 plus. No, because I was an avid runner. No, when you said, you know, the 50-year-old, these guys were all 50 and over. And that's when I was probably about 18 or 19 years old, I started jogging. And then it turned into running. And I ran probably 8 miles 3 to 4 times a week.
Sure. It's what people did then.
Yeah.
The whole Kenneth Cooper phenomenon. It was amazing.
Yeah. And you know,
from a marketing standpoint, it was really amazing.
What do you mean from a marketing standpoint? Just the fact that they got everybody running?
Yes. The fact that it permeated culture the way that it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So, in summary, they're starting to search for these things at NASA. That's a good thing. And the more people within other disciplines that recognize the role that muscle and strength plays in longevity, health, and even mitigating some of the negative effects of different occupational hazards. I think it's really, really great. Let's get back.
Yeah, I was going to say across the board, and it's, you know, it's taking an evolutionary look at the problem, which is exactly, you know, what PaleoFX does too. We take an evolutionary look at the problem of environmental mismatch, which is what we are in the here and now, an environmental mismatch. Now you take that, you take an astronaut and put him on a spaceship and send him to Mars. That's an extreme environmental mismatch.
Yeah. I think our genes were never prepared for that one, getting off the planet.
it's going to take some smarts, and it's going to take a willingness to look at things and change paradigms and sacrifice some sacred cows.
How prophetic was the kids movie WALL-E?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, absolutely. And I can't say that I've ever seen the whole movie. I've seen clips of it, but I get the gist of it, and it's pretty scary.
If you've never seen the movie WALL-E because you don't have young children at home and you don't want to be caught watching a child's movie, you have to watch the movie, not because of the specific content storyline, but because it predicts a time where the planet has become so littered with debris, dirty air, and polluted water that we had to leave Earth for these man-made space communities. And in the process of defiling the Earth and turning it into what is tantamount to a sewage planet, in that process, we gave up some of our ancestral gifts, one of which was that our bones no longer connect to each other. We evolved not to need a skeletal system because we spend all of our time in these little hovercrafts that have a screen right in front of our face. By the way, they have a cup holder for the extra size big gulp soda. No, really. I mean, it's crazy, right?
And so
people never make contact anymore. They don't make eye contact. Your camera looks at me. My camera looks at you, and we talk through what is tantamount to a close range Skype system where I'm looking at the screen talking to you. You're looking at the screen talking to me. We never look at each other. We never get out of our cart. We sleep in it. We live in it. We eat in it. It has a facility for us to go potty in. So as a result of dependence on this motorized transportation unit, we have evolved to not need a skeleton, so we can no longer stand up. We're just this big amorphous blob of flesh with the head on top and a left hand for soda and a right hand joystick to drive our cart around. And it's really becoming like that. I mean, I know that's far-fetched, but look at all the time we spend in social media. We have friends that we never met. We don't even know. We do everything on a screen. We don't even, when we're at home, look at kids today. They're sitting at the kitchen table. They're looking at their phones. And it's, from a physical culture standpoint, we're already going down that road where we're evolving, where people are becoming, Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on the show and talked that this is the first time that our species is actually de-evolving. We're actually going backwards for the first time ever. We're not evolving, we're de-evolving.
All the more reason to get to Paleo FX.
Yeah, there you go.
To the human element.
Michelle, go ahead.
I was going to say, a few years ago, I was a human resources director, and I would actually get resumes in text to speak, and it shocked me. I was like, "What is this?" It was kind of amazing, and I thought, "Are you serious?" I mean, we do not value the human language anymore. We don't value English. We don't value grammar. I almost think that they don't teach this stuff anymore in schools. So it's kind of scary.
Well, if anything, schools are making children more dependent on computers and tablets. Like if your child goes to a good private school, The school is Wi-Fi ready, and if your kid doesn't show up with a tablet on day one, they say, your child's going to be behind because it's not going to be able to keep up with the rest of the kids. It's like these kids don't even have to spell anymore. They have spell check, grammar check. It's like what's going to happen is, and you know what's really funny? I'll never forget this. When I was a young man, I lived in Las Vegas, and I remember I made friends with this little Vietnamese girl who worked at the convenience store up the street from where I was living. And one day she was laughing, and I, asked her what she was laughing about. She says, "You Americans, you can't do math in your heads." She goes, "I gave the guy the wrong change, And then I had to stop him. He looked at the change. He goes, okay, thank you. And then she, wait a minute. She says, that's not right. And she says, Americans are so easy to get over on because you can't even do math in your heads. And I thought to myself, this is then. This is in the 80s. I thought, you know, she's so right. We look at things like we can't do it. We look at a handful of change. We can't go, okay, 5, 22. We can't do that. It's amazing. We're losing our ability to make simple cognitive exercises that we were taught in school, but we become dependent on calculators and laptops and pads and everything else to do it for us.
Well, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? And it's the same with muscle mass. You don't use it, you lose it.
I'm going through that right now. So I just came from my physician this morning. He's a doctor of chiropractic who practices ART. I've got some shoulder issues, and he took a look at me. He says, you know, how many hours a day do you sit? You're slouching forward. Your shoulders are out of alignment. You've lost the connection between your rhomboids. He says your rhomboids aren't working any longer. So think about the Wally scenario. I sit in this chair for 3 hours a day. It's happening to me. It's scary.
Sure.
It's scary. And as you said, all the more reason to get over to Austin, Texas to attend Paleo FX. I think it's wonderful what you guys do. I know that it's a labor of love. You work very, very hard at this. And I hope that more people take notice and attend this year. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is definitely a labor of love. We definitely started this out just making sure we just wanted to change as many people's lives as we possibly could. And that was really all that we care about.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And we really leave no stone unturned. I mean, this started, you know, obviously people equate paleo to diet, but anyway, we have a huge strength and conditioning element. I mean, we even have relationship panels. We have a shamanism panel because, you know, that's an important part of human evolution too, is that aspect. So there's a wide range of topics that we cover.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Keith and Michelle, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Always my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Carl.
Take care. I and also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini from All American Pharmaceuticals. Please check out All American EFX sports products at superhumanradio.com. That's all I've got for today. Tomorrow is Thursday, Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio. And tomorrow afternoon, my second hour, I'm going to be in the studio with a superior athlete named Dan Matha. I've become friends with him at the gym, and we've got lots of great things to talk about, some of which will have to do with the NFL players. For those of you who are lovers of the gridiron sport, you'll definitely want to tune in for the second hour tomorrow. See you then.